Ron DeSantis team debunks WAPO reporters' misinformation about emergency response to Surfside condo collapse. By Hannah Blow on June 28, 2021. Christina Pusha, Governor Ron DeSantis's R. press secretary, debunked a fake news narrative advanced by a Washington Post reporter on Sunday. The reporter falsely claimed the governor did not quickly respond to the partial condo collapse in Miami and waited longer than 24 hours to deploy emergency relief. There's a saying in emergency management: the first 24 hours are the only 24 hours. FEMA was ready to deploy to the condo collapse almost immediately, and included the crisis in its daily briefing, but didn't get permission from Governor DeSantis to get on the ground for a full day, Post reporter Hannah Dreyer said. Her assertions, however, were missing what Pusha described as important context. Pusha revealed that Dreyer never reached out to her for comment and explained that emergency response started within minutes of the disaster led by Miami-Dade County's amazing first responders. The county mayor, she added, signed a local emergency declaration, and DeSantis signed the executive order less than an hour later. As Fox News noted, FEMA's account stated that there were no requests for state of FEMA assistance within 24 hours of the collapse. Hannah? You going to correct your tweet and apologize? GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz asked after Pusha set the record straight. Where are your editors? You're pushing misinformation about a breaking news story and it doesn't seem to bother you or your editors, he added. Pusha added she wanted to emphasize that Miami-Dade County first responders were on site rescuing people within minutes. The state, et flazert, activated by 2:30 a.m. It's dishonest and gross to pretend the rescue effort was delayed at all, she added. At least 9 people are dead as a result of the Champlain Towers South collapse, but 152 remained unaccounted for as of Sunday, according to Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levinkova. This weekend, Daniela Levinkova announced a 30-day audit for 40-plus buildings in response to the incident but expressed hope that the tragedy was an anomaly. At this point, we're starting with the review of those 40-plus. And look, this, as far as we know and hope, is an anomaly. But the investigation is going to be outgoing, she said during an appearance on MSNBC's Meet the Press. Right now, we're still very focused on search and rescue, she added.